Okay, today's daf is Shulis daf Chavdal. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elishav Nimlus Chusra for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali, and from Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida, Bas Chaya, the Shvotah for Fosh Shlema, Besoch, Shar Chole Yisrael. We're holding on daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We're at the two dots, about 10, 12 lines before the end of the page, on Chav Gimel and Beis, and the Gemara is going to discuss a stira, what seems like a stira in our Mishnah, that on the one hand, the Mishnah seems to imply that if a person takes a Shvur Shalo Ochel, that things that are not Roi L'Achila are not included in the Shvur. On the other hand, it sounds like things that are not Roi L'Achila are yes included in the Shvur. So the Gemara is going to try to deal with that stira. It's going to have Rabbi Yochanan's approach, Reish Lakish's approach, and then the Gemara is going to explain why on Chavdal and Menal, Rabbi Shimon's Shita, that someone who takes a Shvur not to eat is Pater on Nevelis and Trefas. Meaning we're going to have first Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish's approach to the Rabbanan, that you're chayiv on the veils and treifas, even though you're pater on things that are not roi lachil, and how that shtims. And then we're going to explain Rabbi Shimon's shita, that you're pater on the veils and treifas when you take a simple shvua shalo ochel. Then the Gemara is going to explain the machlokas, whether the idea of ein isser chalal isser applies by an isser kolel, meaning that generally speaking, one isser can't be chal when there's another isser that already exists. But if it's kolel, more items in the isser, the second isser includes more than just what the first isser included. It includes more items. That's called an isser kolel, and that's a machlokas whether the isser would then be chalal isser. And the Gemara is going to explain that that's not exactly the same as isser mosif. Isser mosif is the same item has more Isurim to it, meaning it's not only that the more items are included in the Isur, but the same items has more Isurim to it. So maybe everyone agrees that Isur Chalal Isur Bisur Mosif, but Bisur Kolel, maybe it's different. And then the Gemara is going to conclude with six different reasons that the Tana doesn't mention a chiyuv for a shavua that was chal with an isser kolel, even though it may in fact exist. Meaning, why wouldn't Tana give an example of a shavua that's chal be isser kolel, even though in fact that may be true that an isser chal al isser by an isser kolel, that one isser can in fact be chal on another isser. So let's begin again at the two dots. Shavua shalo ochel. So the Mishnah had said that if a person takes a shavua that he will not eat, and then he eats things that are not roi l'achila, or he drinks things that are not roi l'shtia, he's potter. But the Tana went on to say, if he takes a shvur that he's not going to eat, and he eats nevelos, treifos, shkatzim, umasim, Tanakama holds, he's chayiv. So the Gemara assumes, what does it mean? Ochlin shein ruya achila. It means nevelos, treifos, shkatzim, umasim, and therefore this is a direct stira, that the first line says that you're potter when you eat things that are not ra'u ila achila, and then the next line says you're chayiv when you eat nevelos, treifos, shkatzim, umasim. So hagufa kasha, isn't it a direct stira in the Mishnah? On the one hand, the Reisha says Shavu Shalom Ochel. Guy takes a shvur he's not going to eat. Va'achal Ochel and Shein Ruin LaAchila. Vishasa Mashkin Shein Ruin LaShtia. Potter and eats things that are not Roi LaAchila. Drinks things that are not Roi LaShtia. He's Potter, and we assume this is talking about Nevelos and Trefos that are not Roi LaAchila LaShtia. So Va'hadar Tani, and then the Mishnah goes on to say Shavu Shalom Ochel. Va'achal Nevelos who Trefos Shkatzim Ramasim, which seems like the same exact case. Chayev. Tanakama says you're going to be chayiv. Well, Mishnah Reisha de Pater, Mishnah Sefer de Chayiv. Why does the Reisha say that you're pater on things that are not roi l'achila, and the Sefer say that you're chayiv for things that are not roi l'achila? So the Gemara answers this kasha and asks a bigger kasha. So the Gemara says, you know, hello kasha, that's not really such a stira. Reisha bestam, the Reisha might just be talking about where you took a shvur that you're not going to eat. So when you say you're not going to eat, it means only things that are roi l'achila, but nevelu trefa were not included in the Shavua. But the Seifa b'mefaresh, the Seifa wasn't where you just stam said you're not going to eat. You said explicitly you're taking a Shavua not to eat nevelos or trefos, etc. So if that's the case, of course you're going to be chayiv on nevelos or trefos. Well, ask the Gemara, mefaresh nami gufe tikshi amai mushpavel mar sinai, meaning mefaresh also, why would you be chayiv even if you're mefaresh, even if you say that you're taking the Shavua not to eat nevelos, trefos, katzer, masim, aren't you already not allowed to eat the veil shivish katsum masim? If that's the case, you're mushba v'min mer sinai, and there's no reason why you should be chayiv. So by answering the stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, we simply said that that the Seifa saw about a case where you're mefarish. But that doesn't really help, because if you're mefarish, you shouldn't be chayiv, because the whole Shavua never should have been Chal in the first place. So Gemara explains, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish have a way of explaining why the Shavua is going to be Chal, even though you're Mefaresh a Shavua that you're not going to eat Nevelos. How could it be that a Shavua not to eat Nevelos Shiv is going to be Chal? I Einus Chal Isser, isn't there already an existing Isser? And they both work with the same assumption. With different assumptions. Rabbi Yochanan says first, Rav Ushmol Rabbi Yochanan da Amri, Rav Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan all say, very simple, b'kolel dvar ma'mutarim im dvar ma'asurim, that when you took a shvua not to eat nevelos or trefos, it wasn't just that, you said a shvua that you're not going to eat nevelos or trefos or kosher chicken or kosher meat, so you included other things also. So the shvua is going to be chal with an isr kolel, because it's not only, you're not only taking a shvua on what the Torah asers, you're taking a shvua that includes both what the Torah asers as well as what the Torah holds as mutter, and that's why the Shavua has makom to be chal. And Reish Lakish says, no, you only took a Shavua in Nevelos Treifos. The Shavua still has the ability to be chal, because the Yisra of Nevelos Treifos Shkotzer Masim in the Torah is only on a Kazayis. You took a Shavua that managed to include even Pachos Mikazayis. Well, how do you manage to include Pachos Mikazayis in a Shavua? So remember, we had a Machlokas Tanaim about that. When you stam, take a Shavua that you're not going to eat something, does that automatically include Pachos Mikazayis, or do you need to be mefarish that I'm saying that it includes Pachos Mikazayis? The Rabbanan hold only if you're mefarish that you're saying explicitly that it's Pachos Mikazayis, will it include Pachos Mikazayis? Whereas Rabbi Kiva says, no, it's automatic. That if you take a shvur that you're not going to eat, it automatically is chal, even on a kol shu. So Reish Lakish says, how's your shvur chal? You managed to include Pachos Mikazayis. Reish Lakish amar, iatamotze ella, if you assume like the Rabbanan, where you explicitly said that your Shavuah is going to go on a Chatzi Shir, so that's why your Shavuah is going to be Chal, or Ibistam, or it could even be where you just said Stam, that you're not going to eat Nevelos or Trefos, but that Shavuah is already including something more than what the Torah asks, because the Torah only asks in a Kazayis of Nevelos or Trefos. You're taking a Shavuah that includes even Pachos Mikazayis and Nevelos of Nevelos Trefos. Damar Ad Mos Ratzma B'Kolshu, because remember, Rabbi Kiva is the one that holds that a Shavua, a regular Shavua, automatically includes a Kolshu. But two basic approaches over here. Rabbi Yochanan's approach, why is the Shavua Nevelos Trefos going to be Chal? Because it's not only a Shavua Nevelos Trefos, it's a Shavua on Dvarim Amutarim as well. So it's an Isser Kolel. Rabbi Akiva, why is the Shavua going to be Chal? I'm not Rabbi Kiva, Reish Lakish. Why is the Shavua going to be Chal on Nevelos Trefos? Because you're including in your Shavua Nevelos Treifos even Pachos Mikazayis of Nevelos Treifos. You just have to figure out how to do that. Alibi de Rabbanan, Alibi de Rabbi Kiva, but there's a way to do it according to each Shita. So says Gemara, well, I get why Rabbi Yochanan doesn't want to say like Reish Lakish. Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan or Reish Lakish demukim la lemasnis and kidivrei akol. Rabbi Yochanan would rather say that everyone agrees to the halacha in our Mishnah. However Reish Lakish reads our Mishnah, whether he's saying it Alibi de Rabbi Kiva, whether he's saying it Alibi de Rabbanan, he's at least entering back into that discussion. Meaning, if you have to say that our Mishnah is coming up with a case where your Shavua includes even a Pachos Mikazayis, you then have to reopen that discussion of how to make your Shavua include Pachos Mikazayis. That according to Rabbi Kiva, it happens automatically, and according to the Rabbanan, you have to make it stam. So Rabbi Yochanan would rather not open up that machlokas. El Reish Lakish might time alomak Rabbi Yochanan. But what was wrong with Rabbi Yochanan's answer? Why didn't Reish Lakish agree to Rabbi Yochanan that your Shavua that's chal on Nevelos Treifos is simply a Shavua that included more than just Nevelos Treifos? It included Dvar Mamutarim as well. Samalach, Reish Lakish will tell you, Ki Aminan Isr Kolel, when do we say that an Isr is going to be chal al Isr, be Isr Kolel, that's only be Isr Abba Me'elav. That's only when the Isra happens on its own. But Bisra Bal Yideatzma Lo Amrinan. We're not going to say that Shavuos Chal Isra Bisra Kolel when the Isra comes through you. Meaning, what's the classic example of an Isra Kolel? The Isra of Achilu B'Yom HaKippurim could be Chal on Isra Nevela. If a person eats Nevela on Yom HaKippurim, he decides to eat non-kosher food on Yom HaKippurim, he's Chayiv for Yom HaKippurim. Even though Ein Isra Chal Isra was already Nevela before Yom Kippur started, but the Isra Yom Kippur is able to be Chal on the Isra Nevela through the mechanism of Isser Kolel, because before Yom HaKippurim started, it was this person was not allowed to eat Nevela, but he was allowed allowed to eat shchuta, he was allowed to eat kosher meat. Comes Yom Kippur, and it's kolal more things in the Yisr. The Yisr is not only on the veil, it's on all food. So that's a classic Yisr kolal that just happened. Yom Kippur came, and it just automatically happened. But when you're the one that's creating the Yisr by taking a shvua, then we're not going to say that Yisr chal Yisr be Yisr kolal. Then the Yisr will not be chal on an Yisr even be Yisr kolal. That's why Rish Lakish rejects Rabbi Yochanan. So both of these approaches, Rabbi Yochanan's approach and Reish Lakish's approach, explain the sheet of the Chachamim, that if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and then he eats nevelos and treifos, that he's going to be chayiv. But in the Mishnah it was a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon held that if a person takes a shvua that he's not going to eat, and then he eats nevelos and treifos, he's going to be pater. So it says Mar Bishlam Reish Lakish Mishamachi Kapater Rabbi Shimon. According to Reish Lakish, who explains that the reason the Chamar chayiv is because the shvua was on Pachos Mikashir, so I understand why Rabbi Shimon would say pater. Because Rabbi Shimon would say that even a pachas mikashir, your mushbav omid mar Sinai. Meaning Rabbi Shimon's shita is that the mushbav omid mar Sinai of every yisr in the Torah, of the yisr nevela, yisr trefa, already includes a pachas mikashir. So when you take a shvua that you're not going to eat a pachas mikashir, you're not doing anything. It's already included. It's already mushbav omid mar Sinai. How do I know Rabbi Shimon holds that way? D'tanya, we have a brayser Rabbi Shimon Omer kol shuhu lemakos already on a daraisa level. When you eat a kol shuhu of something that's also b'achila, you're chayv malchus. Aye, what's the whole din of a shir then? V'lomer kazayis, al l'karban. The whole din of a shir is only to tell me that when you eat a kazayis, you're chayv a karban. But even b'pachas mikazayis, it's aser mina Torah, and it's punishable by malchus mina Torah. So that certainly is going to be a nisr chalal isra situation when you try to take a shavua on pachas mikshir. That is the svara for Rabbi Shimon. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, who explains that the case in our Mishnah was that you didn't stam taking a shavua not to eat nevelos and trefos. You took a shavua not to eat nevelos, trefos, and kosher items as well. So my time is Rabbi Shimon de Potter. Why would such a shavua not be chal? After all, isn't this a classic case of Isser Kolel? Midiu taima elimishum Isser Kolel. So says the Gemara, I'll tell you why it's not going to be chal. Because the whole mechanism that it's being chal through is Isser Kolel. And Rabbi Shimon Latameh, the less the Yisr Kolal, Rabbi Shimon happens to hold that Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr applies even be Yisr Kolal. That's his shita. How do I know that's his shita? Titania. We have a brisa that says this way explicitly. Rabbi Shimon Omer, what's the classic case of Yisr Kolal we said before? Nevela on Yom HaKippurim. Yeah, what does Rabbi Shimon say about Nevela on Yom HaKippurim? Ha'ochel Nevela on Yom HaKippurim? Pater. Rabbi Shimon knows that a person is pater for bringing a karban for eating the veil on Yom Kippurim. That normally when you're ochel b'shogeg in Yom Kippur, you have to bring a chatas. You don't have to when you eat nevela on Yom Kippurim, because before Yom Kippur, the basar was already aser as nevela. So the iser Yom Kippur is not going to be chal on it, even though it's an iser kolel. So that's how the Gemara explains that according to Reish Lakish, the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon is about whether kol shehu is already included, about whether pachas mikshir is already included in the Yisr of Nevela Trefa. According to the Chachamim, the machlokas between, according to Rabbi Yochanan, rather, the machlokas between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon is whether Yisr Chalal Yisr be Yisr Kolel, or Ein Yisr Chalal Yisr be Yisr Kolel. Good, a person is in general not going to be chay of a karban unless the shvua, there's a little bit of background for the next discussion, unless the shvua is able to be chal in one or of two directions, by doing something or by not doing something. I mean, the pasuk says mila lahara o lehetiv, which means that and that pasuk is by a chiv of a karban shvua, which sounds like to do yes or not to do, to not do and yes to do. That there has to be room in the shvua for a lav and hain, for both a yes and a no. But a shvua that cannot be chal behein, can only be chal belav, you would not be chayav a karban. So now the Gemara says, based on that background, Bishlam of the Reish Lakish. I understand according to Reish Lakish, who says that our Mishnah is talking about that a guy takes a shvua that he's not going to eat a chatzi shir nevela. So that's why the shvur was able to be chal, because he took a shvur on a chatzi shir. So meshkachas la b'la vehein. You could find that shvur being chal both in the negative and the positive. If he took a shvur that he will eat a chatzi shir nevela, the shvur will be chal, because he only took the shvur on a chatzi shir, so he was not, did not take a shvur to be mevatel the mitzvah. So I understand that the Mishnah will work. El Rabbi Yochanan, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Mishnah is talking about a shir shalem, and the reason the shvur is going to be chal not to eat nevela is because it's kolel dvarim mutarim as well. Yet that only works in the way the Mishnah said it, that he took a shvur not to eat nevelos utrefos uksheros bishlam alav mishkachlasa. So I understand how one could violate that shvur in the negative by that he took a shvur that he's not going to eat it. So even though he's mushpav yomei, the shvur is going to be chal elahein hechim mishkachlasa. But how could you find the case of hein according to Rabbi Yochanan? Meaning, what would be the reverse? A guy took a shvuah that I'm going to eat nevelos and ksheros. So that shvuah is not going to be chal on the nevelos, because that's mevatel the shvuah mehar Sinai. Meaning there is no heter kolel. There is no, that doesn't work like that. How could a shvuah that he will eat nevelos and trefos be chal on even if he is kolel dvarim mutarim? So in order to understand the Gemara's answer to this, we need to go back to the original kasha that we asked. Meaning we asked the kasha that there was a fundamental, we started today's shir with a fundamental stira in the Mishnah, that a person says that he's not going to eat and then he eats nevela, he's chayiv, but the Reisha says that if he eats dvarim shenim rum l'achila, he's pater. And we assumed that they mean the same thing, that dvarim shenim rum l'achila means nevela. And that's what led us to this whole discussion. Now the Gemara is going to say, we got that wrong. There's a different explanation. So how do we answer it? The Gemara had to answer that the Sefer was talking about a case where he said beferish that you're not going to eat nevela. The Reish Hashem said you're not going to eat, and then you happen to eat nevela, things that are not royal achila, so you're pater. The Sefer is talking about where you said beferish, I'm not going to eat nevela, and then you ate nevela. That's where the Tanakhama says chayav and Reb Shimon says pater. So the Gemara says that answer was incorrect. The difference between the Reish and the Sefer is not whether you took a shvua stam not to eat, or whether you took a shvua that you were where you were mefarish not to eat nevela. No, both the Reisha and the Sefer are talking about stam, you took a shvur not to eat. That's all you said, that you're not going to eat. Why in the Reisha did we say that if you eat things that are ein roi l'achila, you're pater? Because ein roi l'achila doesn't mean nevela, trefas, shkatzim, ramasim. Nevelas and trefas are delicious. They are roi l'achila. They're just usur to eat. What ein roi l'achila means is k'derava, what Rava defines as ein roi l'achila. Dama Rava, shvur shlo ochel, v'ochel ofar pater. If a person takes a shvur not to eat and eats dirt, he's going to be pater, because he only means to include things in the shvur that are roi l'achila. Afar is not roi at all, so it's not something that's roi l'achila at all. So nevelos, but are absolutely roi l'achila. It's just that the Torah doesn't allow you to eat them. So some person who takes a shvur stam that he's not going to eat, that includes nevelos and ksheros. So Reish Lakish, the shvur is going to be chal on nevelos dafka if he takes a shvur not to eat pachas mikshir. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the shvur is going to be chal on nevelos no matter what, because when he said lo ochel bistam, it automatically includes dvarim mutarim and dvarim asurim. So that automatically gets included with an Isser Kolel. So now we understand that why this Shvur could be Chal in both Lav Vehein. Because if he says Shvur Sha'ochel, his Shvur is absolutely Chal. He never specifies. He never specified Nevelos or Trefis. He just said Shvur Sha'ochel, the Shvur that I will eat. So yeah, such a Shvur would be Chal as well. So the Gemara says, and I'll bring you a Raya. Amar of Mari Afanan Nami Tanina. I could prove to you from the Mishnah that Nevelos are considered Raya L'Achila. Because the Mishnah said in Chav Beis and Beis, Konim Ishti Nenesli Imachalti Ayom. A guy takes a neder that his wife can't get enough from him, or the way others understand that he can't get enough from his wife. If he ate today, va'achal nevelus u'trefus shkatzim ramasim, and he ate, but he ate things that are not kosher, haray ishto asurulo, the neder is going to be chal, his wife is going to be asur to him. So you see that the lashon of achalti applies to even nevelus u'trefus. So if a guy says a shvur shlo ochel mistama, that includes nevelus u'trefus. It doesn't include afar, but it includes nevelus u'trefus. So Gemara says, nah, not a good raya. Hachi hashta, you can't compare those two cases. Hasam, by the case that we brought originally, kivin demei kara achal, V'adarishtavalei, since originally the guy was eating the veils and shefus, and then he was madir in the case of the neder for his wife, he ate whatever he ate before he took the neder. Meaning the neder was that she shouldn't get enough from me if I ate today. So he ate first. So he ate these nevels and trefus, and then v'hadir shtavaleh, then he was madir's wife. So the neder is going to be chal on the achila. Certainly that he meant to include nevels and trefus as well. Because chashuvei achshavei, he was makshav der achila. He showed that he's not disgusted by nevels and trefus. He considers nevels and trefus to be perfectly good food. Haraya, he spent the whole morning eating nevels and trefus. But elahacha, mi achshavei. But over here, where a guy stam takes a shvua, Low ochel, he probably never crossed his mind to include nevels or trefus, because who would ever eat nevels or trefus? Nevels or trefus are disgusting to a Jew. A Jew would never eat it. So when a person has already revealed that he's not disgusted by nevels or trefus, that he's perfectly comfortable with nevels or trefus, then yeah, nevels or trefus are included in the Isra Achila. But when a person just talks about Achila, and he's a Jew talks about Achila, does not include nevels or trefus. Period. That's the end of that discussion. Now we're going to go back to the general discussion about Isra Kolel and about Isra Chalal Isser. There is a rule that applies throughout Shas. Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. However, if the second Isser was either an Isser Kolel or an Isser Mosif, then the second Isser will be able to be Chal on the first Isser. What does it mean, an Isser Kolel or an Isser Mosif? So Isser Kolel, we already gave the example. Isser Mosif is that there's something, Isser Kolel was more items become Aser with the second Isser, like on Yom Kippur. Not only are you not allowed to eat things that weren't kosher on Erev Yom Kippur, you're not even allowed to eat things that were kosher on Erev Yom Kippur once Yom Kippur comes. So it includes more items. Isser Mosif is that there are more things, there are more Isurim on this one item. Let's say you have Chelev and Nosar. So Chelev could be burnt on the Mizbeach. Right, chaylev is a carbonoli. You burn everything. Right, chaylev could be burnt on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to eat chaylev, but it could be burnt on the mizbeach. Nosar, not only can you not eat it, but it can't be burnt on the mizbeach either. So there's a new iser there's an additional element of iser that's introduced to the very same item with the second iser. That's what we call iser mosif. So amongst those tanaim that hold that iser chalal iser b'iser mosif, that iser mosif, we're going to allow one iser to be chalal and iser. Still, that doesn't necessarily mean that you would agree that an iser chalal iser b'iser kolel. It would still be, even if you lock yourself into a position that iser chalal iser b'iser mosif, it's still a machlokas whether iser chalal iser b'iser kolel. Some rava, my time demand the isle iser kolel. What's the svara for the opinion that holds that with Isser Kolel and Isser can be Chal Isser? Well, Mididavei Isser Mosif. He'll say that it's strikingly similar to an Isser Mosif. Mandulaslei, and the opinion that holds that Isser Kolel does not, Isser would not be Chal Isser by Isser Kolel, he would hold that there's a difference between an Isser Mosif and an Isser Kolel. Ki Amar Isser Mosif, when do we say the notion of Isser Mosif? When it's the same item, but new Isurim have been introduced. But when it's a new item that's also included in the second Isser, but the Isser remains the same on the first item, that the second Isser cannot be Chal on that first item. Because that first item, is you're introducing nothing new to that first item. So that's where there's going to be a Shita, that Ein Isser Chal Isser, Be Isser Kolel. So the Gemara now brings a related discussion that's totally on this issue. V'amarava, L'mande Isle Isser Kolel. The Shita that holds Isser Kolel, that holds that an Isser will be Chalal Isser by an Isser Kolel. Amar Shvo Shlo Echal Te'enim. Let's say a guy takes a Shvo, he's not going to eat figs. V'chazrava Amar Shvo, and then he takes a Shvo Shlo Echal Te'enim Ve'anavim. A second Shvo, but this time he's not going to eat figs or grapes. So, meaning that he's included just another fruit in the Isser, in the Shavuah that already exists. So, Mida the Chayil Anavim, Chayil Nami Ateinim. Since the Shavuah is going to be Chal on the Anavim, which were not Aser until this point, it's going to be Chal a second Shavuah on the Teinim. So, therefore, if he eats Teinim, he's now going to be Chayiv, he's going to be Chayiv for violation of two separate Shavuahs. Says Mar Pshita, of course that's the case. That is Isser Kolel. Meaning, what did Rava say? If you hold Isser Kolel, Kollel, I will give a textbook example of Isser Kollel and tell you that you hold of that. Of course, that is the very definition of Isser Kollel. Says Rana, Ma'u detemi Isra b'me'elav amrinan, Isra b'me'atzma la amrinan, kamash v'lan. One might have thought what we had already said before, that Isser Kollel is only going to be chal when Hashem did it. When, you know, Nevelos were ready, Yasser, Yom Kippur came. You didn't make Yom Kippur come, Hashem made Yom Kippur come. And now that's that you have an Isser Kollel. But when you did it to yourself, you're the one that took the shvua that the Teinim are going to be Yasser. You're the one that took the second shvua that Anavim Uteinim are going to be Yasser to you. So maybe we would not apply the notion of Isser Kollel. So the Gemara asks on Rava that, because what Rava is saying is he's making a major statement now. It is a very great Kiddush that even in Isser Haba Me'atzma, we're going to say that an Isser Kollel applies. Even when you're the one that created the Isser, we're going to apply the notion of Isser Kollel, that Isser Chalal Isser be Isser Kollel. So Masiv Rava Berei de Rabba, Rava Berei de Rabba asked, Yesh Ochel, we had said earlier, there's a Mishnah, not said earlier, there's a Mishnah Maseches Krisos, it says as follows, Yesh Ochel Achila Achas V'chayev Alaha Arba Chataos. A person sometimes can do one Achila and be chayev four Karbanos Chataos V'Asham Echad, and one Karban Asham. How does a person pull off such an Avera, such a trick, a single Achila, four Chataos and one Karban Asham? Ve'elu Hein. Here's how you do it. Tamei She'achal Chelev Vuhunosar Mina Muktashin Biyom HaKippurim. You wonder sometimes, why does the Gemara give all these ideas to Avaryanim? So an Avaryan is usually way too lazy to work all this out, right? So he's got to make himself Tameh first, and then he's going to eat Chelev, which is also Nosar Mina Muktashin, and he's going to do it on Yom HaKippurim. And he does it all b'shogeg. Does it all the shogeg? So that's it, because you have to be chayev four chatos. So how's that? So you chayev, what are the four chatos? Chelev, nosar, yom kippurim, and a tamei she'achal kachim. What's the one carbon asham? Because he also violated mi'ila, because he was nene min hakachim. So that's a violation of mi'ila as well. And even if he's a kohen, he's chayev in mi'ila, because the chelev is supposed to be muktar al gabei mizbech and is not shaykh to the kohanim. So he's going to be chayev mi'ila even if he were a kohen who normally is allowed to eat the kachim. Yeah, but not the chelev of the kachim. So all five of those isurim can apparently be chal simultaneously. They can all be chal on the same thing. Some of them are in Isser Kollel, some of them are in Isser Mosif, meaning when an animal is born, the second it's born, its chelev becomes aser, right? Because it's an animal, so its chelev is aser. As soon as you're maktish that animal, so the Isser Mi'ila is now chal on the basar of the animal and on the or of the animal, so the Isser Mi'ila could be chal on the chelev of the animal as well, because now it is an Isser Kollel. It includes more things in the Isser. That's an example of an Isser Kollel. When you were not makter the chelev until after Alos HaShachar the next day, and now it became Nosar, so since the chiv on that was chal on the chelev is an Isser akravat in the Mizbeach because of Nosar now, so the din of Nosar is going to be chal on the Isser Achila of the chelev that already exists. That's an Isser Mosif, right? That's the example we gave before of an Isser Mosif. The chelev was already Aser b'Achila. Now the chelev is also aser b'haktara. It's also aser to be burnt on the mizbeach. When the person becomes tamei, since the kachim became becomes aser because of tumah, even the kachim that you're allowed to eat becomes aser because of tumah. So this chelev which you're not allowed to eat also is included in the Isser Tumah. That's an Isser Kollel. When Yom HaKippurim comes, since even Chulin is included in the Isser of eating on Yom HaKippurim, so this Chelev is also included in the Isser of eating on Yom HaKippurim, that's an Isser Kollel. So this employs many Isurim, Mosif and Kollel, simultaneously, in order to say that Yechayev, the four Chataos, and the one Karban Hashem. But then, all of them could be Chal at the same time. But then Rameir Omer, that you could find an additional Isser Achila within this one act. How so? Rameir says, Af Maisa Shabbos Votzio. It was Shabbos, and you were motzi this chelev in your mouth as you were eating it, meaning you were walking and eating at the same time. So as you were walking, you did an Akira and an Ahanacha. You brought it from Rosh Hashayach to Rosh HaSarabin. Tosos raises the Kasha, how you can say Tosos V'yandibra Maskal Amru, that raises the kasha, how could Reb Meir count the chiyuv of hotza'ah together with the chiyuv of achila? What does one have to do with the other? He could have said, what is the malacha b'shabbos? He could have said, you're doing some other. And while you're eating it, you're also writing. That's obvious. You could be doing a lot of different things, but it has nothing to do with the isra achila. L'chora, we should be raising things that are isra achila. So the Tzal says, in order to be chayav for hotza'ah from Rishus Yach to Rishus Rabim, you need to do a hanacha of the item in a Rishus Rabim. But if you didn't do a hanacha mamish, but you swallowed what you were eating, that counts as a hanacha. So it is part of the achila, because the hanacha, the malacha of Shabbos was accomplished by swallowing. So you did a hanacha into your stomach. So that counts as an actual hanacha. So if you was Shabbos otzio, you're also chayav chatas for otzah b'Shabbos. So Amr lo, Chum said to Rav Meir, come on, einu min hashem. That chatas is not part of the same as the other chatos. The rest are because of achila. This is because of hotza'ah. So again, Tosfos was so bothered by that by what the Chum say, what's Reb Meir going to respond to that? Of course it's Einu Min Hashem. So that's why Tosfos said that it is Min Hashem, because the Hanacha relies on the Achila. It's not a Hanacha unless there's an Achila. So now, why did we quote all that? Because Vim Isa, if Rava is really correct, that you say in Isra Kolel, even by Nisra Bame Atzmo, the Tana could have added another Isser in the mix. Mishkachas l'chamesh, it could have been five korbanos chatos, even according to the Chachamim. Kigon shamer shvur shlo ochel tamarim v'chelev. Migo dechayla tamarim v'chayla nami achelev. It could be an Isser shvua as well. Right, we had Nosu, we had Tame, we had Mukdashin, we had all these other things. We have chelev. It could be that it's an Isser shvua as well. A guy took a shvua not to eat chelev and also not to eat regular things. Since the shvua is chal on the tamarim, which were never aser, the shvua is going to be chal on the chelev as well. The chelev is ready also for all these other reasons, but with an Isra Kolel, you could be the Shavua could be Chal, even though you're doing it to yourself. So the Gemara explains why, even though a Shavua could be Chal be Isra Kolel, even when you're doing it to yourself, why it is that the Tana doesn't mention it. So why is it? The Gemara is going to give six explanations why the Tana doesn't mention it, meaning maybe Rav is correct. Even when you do it to yourself, a Shavua could be Chal be Isra Kolel. Nevertheless, the Tana doesn't mention it on the list of averos you do in that single achila. Why? Six reasons. Reason number one, Kikatani, the Mishnah that talks about all these Isurim, only mentions Isra Bame'elav. Isra Bame'atzma lo katani. It's true that the Isra Bame'atzma, something that you do to yourself, will be included, but we're not mentioning that in the Mishnah, meaning it would work, it would definitely be Asur. We're not discussing such cases in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, really? Very hektish. Hektish is one of the Isurim. How does something become hektish? Because you made it hektish. So Gemara says, not necessarily. B'v'char, the Kedushas Omerechem. B'v'char, you didn't make hektish, it becomes hektish on its own. By virtue of it being the firstborn animal, it's automatically hektish. So it's not necessarily. Now, that's limiting the Mishnah, obviously. Now we're saying when it said hektish, it meant only one specific type of hektish, but nevertheless, it could still work. Ibai Sema, second explanation, why does the Tana not mention the chiyuv of Shavua as a fifth chiyuv? Kikatani midi delas le'sha'ela. We're only mentioning Yisurim that can't be undone by going to a chacham and being shoel on the Isser. So, but Shavua di isle she'ela, Shavua where you could do a she'elas chacham, a person, it feels has charata for taking a shvua, so he goes to a chacham or to three adiotos, and they say mutalach. So that's it. The shvua goes away. The mafreya. It's as if he never took a shvua, right? It's not only mikanu lahaba. There's a difference, right? Sometimes you could say that something is not going to be chal mikanu lahaba, but it was chal up until this point. And sometimes it goes retroactive that it was never chal. Tafiyomi coincidence with the Rubashkin sentence. Trump said he's doing it only mikanu lahaba, right? He's not undoing it entirely. So whatever that existed, but it's mikanu lahaba. L'may nafkamina, there's some nafkaminas for him, but he's happy anyway, right? The mikanu lahaba that it's going to be chal. So yeah, so shvu disle she'elo lo katani hektish. So says Gemara, but wait, hare hektish. What about hektish? Is also has she'ela. So says Gemara, hokminan bebuchar. No, hektish doesn't always have she'ela. We already said that we're only talking about a bechar. So if we're only talking about a bechar, there's no she'ela on a bechar. Iba yisema, a third possibility. Why does the Tana not mention the chiyuv shvua? Ki katani carbon kavua. We're only mentioning a carbon that is something that you're chayiv to bring a chatas kavua on, that you're always going to bring a behema, that it's not going to depend how rich or poor you are, what type of carbon. Carbon al viyori, lo katani. But the carbon chatas that you bring when you violate a shvua is an al viyori. It depends if how wealthy you are. So that we're simply not talking about that type of carbon. But in a chinami, you would be chayiv for that as well. So frankly, Gemara, really? Hare tami shachlas a kodesh to carbon al viyori too. When a tummy person eats kodesh, that is, he's chayiv in a carbon olive yari, that's beferish in the Torah. So the Gemara says, no, benasi. We're talking about a nasi, meaning a melech. Rabbi Lazar, he da'amar nasi, maybe sa'ir. That Rabbi Lazar holds that a nasi brings a sa'ir for his chatas, he's not like everybody else who's chayiv a carbon olive yari. Meaning that the Torah distinguishes between a nasi and everybody else with regard to a chatas kavua. A regular person brings a si'ira o kisva, a nasi brings a sa'ir. So when it comes to a chayiv carbon olive, the Chachamim hold in Maseches Horios Tav Yud that there's no chilik between a nasi and everybody else. It's only by the Chatas Kavua that there's a chilik, that the nasi doesn't have an option of a kispa o si'ira, and everybody else has that option, kispa o si'ira. Neither one is more expensive than the other. They're just two different types of animals. So the question is, how does that play out when it comes to Olav Yored? In a place where everybody else has an option, not based on just stam, choosing kispa o si'ira, but based on their level of wealth, what they could afford, a behema or an oaf, so that where it's an olav yored situation, how does that play out? So the Chachamim say a nasi has the same halacha as everybody else, but Rabbi Lazar over there holds that over the nasi is also different than everybody else over there. He can only bring a sa'ir. So if you assume like Rabbi Lazar, then you understand that this is not an example of an olav yored. That a tami shachlas hakodesh is not an example of an olav yored by nasi, he's going to be chayiv a chatas kavua. But a shavua certainly is going to be an olav yored for everybody. Now a fourth reason why it is that we don't mention shavua as one of the surim in the Mishnah. Ravashi Yamar, ki katani midi dechayil kashir. We're only mentioning those chiyuvim that are only chal on a shir. Shvua the chayla pachas mikshir, but a shvua that's chal even on something that's pachas mikshir lo katani. So we're not going to mention. Says Gemara, hare hektish. What do you mean hektish is chal even on pachas mikazayis? Says Gemara, it's not that it doesn't have a shear; it has a different shear. Habiin on shavu pruta. Hektish is only going to be in this. It's only going to be chal if it's a shavu pruta. Only that's considered meila behektish. If it's pachas mishavu pruta, it's not meila behektish at all. A fifth answer says Gemara, Ravashi me avir raya amar Rabbi Zera. Me'aviraya says in the name of Rabbi Zera, the reason the Tana doesn't mention a Shavua is because Ki Katani Zdono Kares, Zdono Lav Lo Katani. The Tana only mentions things that if you were to do them b'mezid, you'd be Chayiv Kares. By violating a Shavua, you're not a Shavua's Bitoy, you're not Chayiv Kares, it's a Lav, it's only a Lo Sase, so we don't mention that. We don't mention that in the Mishnah. There is no onesh that's mentioned beferish in the Torah for someone who violates a shvua b'mezid. It's a violation of a los asei, so l'chari you get malchus like any other violation of a los asei. Frak the Gemara v'arei asham, but the asham, meaning we said there were four chatos and one asham. The asham was for mi'ila, to zdon alav. Violation of mi'ila is also not kares, it's also zdon alav. V'katani, and yet it still got mentioned. This is also, there's a machlokas in the Sechel Sanhedrin, and Daf Pei Dalid, between Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Rebbe holds that someone who's hizid b'mi'ila is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. That someone who does mi'ila b'mezid is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. The Rabbanan hold, no, it's stam alav. The Ashara is learned from a Gzera Shava, from an Isser Tame that eats Truma. So Rabbi darshins that Gzera Shava in its entirety, that just like a Tame Shachla Truma is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, so too someone who's Hizid B'mi'ila is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Rabbanan will say, no, the Ashara is learned from a Tame Shachla Truma, but it doesn't have all the same halachos as a Tame Shachla Truma, and therefore Hizid B'mi'ila is only going to be beloved. So says Gemara bechatas kamina. The Gemara answers, no, when we say that our Mishnah doesn't mention averos that are zdonolav, we only mention things that are zdonokares, that's only in the category of chatas, meaning we're not going to mention something that you're chayev a chatas, where had you done it b'mezid, you'd be chayev kares. But we will mention something that you're chayev an asham, where had you done it, I'm sorry, where had you done it b'mezid, you wouldn't be chayev kares. But we will mention something that you're chayev an asham for, where had you done it b'mezid, you're not going to be chayev kares. Okay, so that's a fifth reason. Then the sixth and final reason, says Gemara, Ravina Amar, the reason the Tana doesn't mention the chayev shvua, ki katani midi t'chayela midi dvar achilahu. The Mishnah only mentions things that are chal and things that are bnei achila, that are edible foods. Shvua dechayla midi dvar bar achilahu, but shvua could be chal even on things that are not foods, lo katani, and that's why we don't mention it. Meaning you could take a shvua not to eat afar, not to do some action, not to throw a rock into the ocean or something like that. So we don't mention that. I vary hegdish dechayla nami etzim vavanim. Hegdish is an isra, the isra of hanaf from hegdish is chal and etzim vavanim as well. Not only the things that are bnei achila, el kiktani dechayla midi di ispay mashasha. The Mishnah only, we're only mentioning something that has mamashas. The Mishnah mentions Yisurim that are chal in something that have mamashas. Shvur dechayla midi lasme mashasha. It could even be chal in something that has no mamashas, meaning it's not on a thing at all. It's on an activity. Kigon sheishan, shelo ishan. I'm going to sleep. I'm not going to sleep. So lo katani. That's why we don't mention it in the Mishnah. So those are the six explanations of why enochinami, you could be chayve fifth chatas along with your asham if you also happen to have taken a shavua on chalev and kosher food as well. So the shavua would be chal and the chalev b'yisr kolal, but there are six reasons why we, for technicalities, we just didn't mention it, even though in a chinami there really is a chiv. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah. Oh, yeah. Cool.